Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from El Presidente, and here's what he briefly has to say. Dear Sandman, how do you feel about the hierarchy of victimhood that Western society, especially the woke left, has been trying to mandate? The more victimhood status you have, the more preferential treatment you'll be given, presumably with straight white men at the top of that hierarchy. Well, El Presidente, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The victimhood hierarchy has been introduced to us through three main methods, those being government, education, and big tech. If the sale of Twitter goes through with Elon Musk, that's going to take one of those three pillars away because a woke-free Twitter is going to force the other social media platforms to become more free as well, especially if they want to keep their audience. Musk is also planning to allow people to monetize their tweets and make money from them if they go viral. What if he also allows you to upload video files and monetize those as well? Suddenly, woke YouTube and Facebook will start bleeding viewers if they don't re-monetize questionable content. In response to Musk, the woke left is trying to pivot by creating the disinformation board, or what amounts to a Ministry of Truth under Joe Biden, to stop Musk. It's also being headed up by a woman. The whole victimhood hierarchy thing is just rebranded communism. It's cultural Marxism, and the left wants everyone to supposedly be equal by boosting women and minorities into power and then taking men's power away. That's why they've created things like economic social governance to balance with so-called money that straight males used to gain their power with. But Musk found a way around that by taking Twitter private. Sure, public companies are affected by ESG, because if they don't bend the knee and hire Indian or female CEOs and staff, they'll be punished, because hedge funds like BlackRock won't actually buy their stock and they'll suffer as a result of not getting enough financing. But I suspect that more companies will stay private or go private so that woke ESG issues won't affect them as much. I think that people being hired based on victimhood status and being given preferential treatment only works if the entire economy or society is like that. But as more free companies emerge and reward people based on merit instead of if they have muff between their legs, then the culture will change. The left knows this, and their motto might as well be a value system and idea so good that they have to be mandatory. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women losing their minds now that Elon is about to reinstate freedom of speech clown world show. I'm sure there'll be cries of racism as Elon Musk fires Twitter's Indian CEO and probably replaces him with a white dude. The female Indian lawyer that works at Twitter that also went on Joe Rogan started crying after it became clear that Musk was taking over, probably because her job was going to disappear. I'd be crying too at the prospect of being Twitter's chief censor, making $17 million a year and losing that. Sometimes I think that Elon is just controlled opposition, and that the rise of the woke left was orchestrated by higher powers, the way a pendulum swings from the left to the right. And then when it swung too far to one side, gravity and a loss of inertia brings it back the other way. I think we're at that point, El Presidente, where we'll see the rise of the right, and they'll probably take their revenge out on the left. CNN Plus is dead, Twitter is returning to free speech, and I'm pretty sure Democrats will be losing seats in the fall. Thanks to Musk's Twitter takeover, the woke left has gone insane. I suspect that disinformation board that Biden is setting up might try and censor Twitter posts it doesn't like, but that would be a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, so I don't know what's going to happen. The government can censor your tweets in a place like Canada, but unless you violate the Constitution, I don't see any way for them to censor Americans. This could spell the beginning of the end for cultural Marxism, or the beginning of the end for America. Musk is a straight white male that's supposedly neither on the left or the right, and he's now used his power to take power of the left away and make their mandates meaningless. It's fun to watch him trigger AOC and Elizabeth Warren as they push for more government powers. Without the ability to censor conservative or centrist voices, the left folds like a cheap suitcase. I was left to center 5 to 10 years ago, and this graphic captures it exactly. To people everywhere from center left to the far right of the political spectrum, the woke progressives have literally gone too far too fast, If they had implemented their mandates and cultural changes slowly, then no one would have noticed. But the changes happened in the last 10 to 15 years, which made me think that either they're too stupid and don't realize that you actually have to boil the frog slowly, or they just became too impatient like Mr. Mustache during World War II, trying to take over Europe in a hurry without asking himself if he could keep it. Attacking Russia in Operation Barbarossa is like the left pissing off Elon Musk if he's genuine and not controlled opposition. And Twitter is his Battle of Stalingrad. It's the point where the tide of the cultural war starts to turn. Will they try and assassinate Musk by putting poison in his souvlaki? Who knows? I guess we'll have to wait and see. I think that to fight the left effectively that's hijacked big finance as well as government and social media, it's either about solutions that are all about extreme centralization or more decentralization. The solution is to fight as individuals, which is why going your own way is perfect. I believe that Bitcoin is yet another way to defund the radical left, which is why Elizabeth Warren and other left-leaning politicians have been triggered by it and are trying to regulate and tax it out of existence. The left, if it wants to impose its communist utopia, needs complete control of the banking system. But Bitcoin decentralizes store of value as well as money and eliminates the stealth tax of inflation that the left uses to confiscate our wealth silently. Of course, the Ministry of Truth would say that's incorrect. If the woke left isn't stopped, Western civilization will continue to decline and become a cacistocracy. No, not a civilization run by green right-wing frogs. But cacistocracy with a K-A-K is actually a government run by the worst and least qualified citizens. That's what you get when you hire people based on the color of their skin and the shape of their crotch fruit in our current clown world. I think that America has a better chance of getting out of the woke madness than Canada does because of its two-party system. In Canada, we have what I'd like to call the coalition of the cucked. The NDP party, which is far left socialist, even borderline communist, has made an agreement with the Liberal Party, which is now a socialist party that used to be center-left, and that I always voted for in the past. To stay in power and make sure that Trudeau doesn't get a no-confidence vote, they actually merged to make sure he doesn't get booted out of office. That would, of course, happen because he doesn't have a majority government. Americans are lucky because there's no additional third party to form up with the Democrats into a woke Power Rangers or Voltron coalition and stomp out the conservative government. For the Canadian Liberal Party, sharing power with the NDP is a way to appear moderate while being extremely authoritarian. Most Canadians have not actually caught up on this fact that the Liberals went woke almost 10 years ago now and pushed the agenda of Klaus Schwab. Just like I don't believe that most Americans understand that Biden's Democratic Party is not the same one that was in power with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Those two presidents were presidential and didn't try and turn the country into a woke three-ring circus, with trannies dancing in the middle of it. But getting back to Elon Musk, another thing I like about his Twitter purchase is that the right can now make fun of the left on the platform and debate them. And when they get shamed enough, the left I mean, and ratioed enough, they'll figure out that being on the far left is no longer acceptable. And they'll begin to moderate their behavior until the left starts to shift right. I'm looking forward to that. Just remember there are a lot of die-hard leftist extremists out there that won't go quietly into that night, especially if they're in the government. They'll try and use their power to make sure their biased social media ship doesn't go down. They know they can't win a debate fair and square, and that they can't hold on to power if they go back to a meritocracy instead of the current cacistocracy. They want it to be rule of the least qualified because they aren't qualified. If you doubt that, then just look at how badly Kamala Harris negotiated in Europe with the whole Ukraine situation when it started. They want to rig the game so they win each time. Elon Musk just broke their game and they're furious. It's like the woke left was playing a game of Monopoly where they had a massive head start on the right, and they were winning and had a big pile of money and a lot of properties on the board. Then all of a sudden a new player, Elon, comes into the game and forces them to sell the green and blue pieces to him. So in one foul swoop, he owns Boardwalk, Park Place, and all the green properties, in addition to the railroads, which in reality would be Tesla and SpaceX. Now he's slowly going to drain their money, or in this case, their woke followers, anytime they land on one of his properties. He outplayed them and they don't really know what to do about it, except get the government involved. I wouldn't be surprised if they suddenly try to revoke Section 230 and call Twitter a publisher instead of a platform, now that things aren't working out in their favor. Elon Musk figured out that you can't change the woke left and its social media institutions because of the network effect. Starting your own social media network means you'll never reach the same network effects to compete with them. The only way to win is buy them out and change them from the top down. Clearly no one can buy the government. But woke big tech oligarchs have been trying by lobbying the government and getting their own people into it. Now suddenly one guy shows up and says enough. Maybe Musk is part of the real secret government, and they see the wokeness as destabilizing society enough so they can't keep doing their secret work behind the scenes. Who knows? But I find it really unbelievable that one man, so long as he doesn't get Lee Harvey Oswalded, is about to destroy the woke mandate. The idea of the secret government freaking out came about in one of my coaching calls, where one guy in the UK was telling me that he knew men moving from the West to Eastern Europe. Successful intellectuals sick and tired of the woke nonsense. They're leaving and creating a brain drain to countries where the woke virus hasn't hit yet. I see women complain that Elon Musk is becoming a bigger danger than Trump. For the woke agenda, that is the case. But for many of us, this is the first bit of hopium we've had in a long time. Now let's see what Canada's new authoritarian government will do on Twitter. Will they freeze its bank accounts and ban it from the country if it doesn't actually moderate hate speech? Another bit of hope was when Fidelity Investments said they plan to allow 401k holders in the United States to buy up to 20% of their retirement money into Bitcoin. Suddenly the Department of Labor said it has grave concerns about this. Why do they care about it all of a sudden? They didn't care when people watched some of their tech stock portfolio crash 60 or 70% since last year. Why do they care about the largest retirement company in America allowing Americans to buy Bitcoin? Bitcoin and tech stocks have been correlated the last year or so. If you want to bring down Bitcoin, you have to bring down tech stocks. Maybe the left is planning to crash tech stocks with the hope of flushing out all the Bitcoin holders. Who knows? If Bitcoin drops to 20K, I'm thinking of buying 10 more. I'll go down with the ship if I have to, simply to prove a point, that I won't play stupid fiat games anymore. If we want to destroy the wokesters once and for all, we need to take their money printing machines away as well. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to El Presidente for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Elon smashed the woke left up their schwing-schwang gash with his bag of cash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps cultural Marxism, the zombie brother of traditional Marxism, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.